In Uganda, citizens are voting for president today. Incumbent Yoweri Museveni is facing the strongest challenge to his rule since he came to power 15 years ago. Still, Museveni is expected to win a final five-year term after a campaign that has been marked by violence, voter intimidation, and allegations of fraud. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Kampala that there's concern about the stability of Uganda following today's election.
The final weeks of the campaign were intense, and political rallies drew large crowds. There are five challengers for the presidency, but Museveni's chief opponent is Dr. Kizza Besigye, a physician and longtime ally of the president. Besigye was the political mastermind of Museveni's National Resistance Movement, which seized power in 1986. Besigye broke with the president last year, citing corruption, nepotism, and deteriorating links with Uganda's neighbors. The break has caused a deep split within the ruling elite. One-time colleagues in the government and the military have found themselves on opposite sides of the campaign. Newspaper editor Charles Onyango Obo says the political scene has turned ugly.
Stories about who in which campaign team slept with whose wife, their previous girlfriend, the abortions they had. Uganda, for that matter, has never seen an election which went to the gutter like this.
Besigye's wife is Museveni's former girlfriend. The president has alleged his rival has AIDS. Besigye has not responded directly. Instead, he's accused Museveni of fostering discrimination against people with AIDS. Besigye also accuses Museveni of using the military to intimidate, attack, and even kill his supporters in an attempt to ensure victory in today's election. In all, about a dozen people have been killed in campaign violence. Supporters of both Museveni and Besigye have been kidnapped. Besigye says the pre-election violence was symptomatic of a long era of serious human rights abuse by the Museveni government. Besigye says the international community has long ignored the abuses because of the relative peace and prosperity Museveni ushered in here following the brutal dictatorships of Milton Obote and the notorious Idi Amin.
We have had serious violations of human rights, which have, I think, been rather downplayed in the hope that indeed this democrat and leader is just having problems of keeping the country together, you know, giving the benefit of doubt.
Museveni has restored relative security in Uganda, making the country a favorite of international donors, with an economic growth rate that has averaged around 6% a year for the past decade. The campaign bitterness between the former allies has become so intense that many, like newspaper editor Charles Obo, fear that whichever side loses may resort to violence. Obo says he and many other Ugandans are preparing for the worst.
I just went to a supermarket and had never, you know, today I never met so many of my friends in a supermarket. We're all doing the same thing. Oh well, we're thinking that we may not be able to get to shops in a week or even more. We're all taking precautions.
Museveni has placed the army on full alert and has vowed that no matter who wins today's poll, post-election violence will not be tolerated. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Kampala.